The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, I'm going to, this is going to be a daggy radio segue right now, but you know what doesn't go in straight lines?
What's that?
Fashion. It's big circles, isn't it?
Look at you. That was a really cheesy, a really lame segue.
Even I'm a little bit disgusted by myself.
I'll play along, though. You're right. Fashion doesn't go in straight lines, Chris.
It does not. It goes in hooks and swings and circles.
Yep.
And we've seen another classic example of that. Think of one of the most iconic fashion trends. God, my chair's squeaky. Can you hear that?
No, I can hear that.
Think of, who made this chair so squeaky?
Today.
Think of one of the most iconic fashion trends from the 90s.
Stirrup pants.
Yeah, that's definitely up there with this one. Throw another one at me.
Okay, leggings.
Did leggings ever really go away? I mean, you don't wear them in the same sense as you did back in the 90s, but people are still wearing leggings to the gym and stuff, aren't they?
What about oversized, crazy coloured polar fleece jumpers?
All right, now you're getting too extreme.
Okay.
Scrunchies.
Scrunchies.
Yes. Apparently they were around in the 80s as well.
Yeah. I had quite a few in my collection.
Yes.
My mum even made me school ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like when she had
in the school colours?
Yeah. Like, well, out of my school uniform.
Were they?
Like, she made, like, took in my school uniform when I was little. So there was, like, excess of that material. Like, it was like a blue and yellow tartan.
Was that kind of creative renegade thinking allowed at you? Because you went to a nice school girls private school, didn't you?
This was my primary school.
Ah, so you could go in with with a uniform coloured scrunchie.
It was white or maroon ribbons at the secondary school.
Oh, I remember my elder sister kicking up a stink because she wanted a scrunchie. All her friends had scrunchies and mum wouldn't buy her a scrunchie.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God. It was
a big pretty easy to make if you had a Janome at home.
Oh, I don't think we had a Janome.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're back apparently.
Scrunchies are back.
Yeah, influencers are all over Instagram posting scrunchie pics, wearing them at the beach and stuff. Apparently shops like Sports Girl are stocking them.
You know what? I have seen some in Sports Girl and I remember seeing it going, what is this?
Is it a trend you feel like you could get back on board with?
Watch this space.
Are you going to be wearing a scrunchie
If scrunchies
tomorrow?
Are coming back in, I'm going to try and make my own little business on the side. What did I say about those bloody JoJo bows?
I instilled one word in that sentence. JoJo bows.
You remember those JoJo bows? The little girls are wearing them everywhere these days. They're massive. They're like a cult thing. A girl off Dance Moms, I don't know, came up with them and she made them iconic and now they're everywhere. Yeah. Every little girl has a JoJo bow, at least one of them.
I'll take your word for it.
And I'm like, they look so easy to make. I could have made a mozza if I made them.
Yeah. Well, start making scrunchies.
I reckon I'm going to nip this one in the bud and get on the scrunchie bandwagon.
You need to get on it now because give it like a month and the market's going to be flooded. Hell, the market's probably well on its way to being flooded already, Jules. You need to get on this.
I'm on it.
Start taking orders. Set up your page. Start taking orders.
I've got a stack of tacky crushed velour at home. Yeah. I reckon there's going to be a stack of those kind of scrunchies coming up soon.
Yeah, I'll buy one. I mean, I wouldn't wear it. But
Would Alice wear one? Could she be an ambassador for him?
Oh, I'm sure I could twist
her
arm.
That'd be nice there. Thank you.
Yeah, sweet.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.